The time now is just after 7:30, which means, of course, that it's time for our friend, the man in black, to serve up another dish of fear on four.
Welcome once more, ladies and gentlemen, to my open house of horror, and to a certain place that literally makes the flesh crawl. Today's story is number 12 in my series, and the number 12 is one that has significance in several religions. In the West, it is the day of the visit of the wise men to Jesus. In Christianity, there are the 12 disciples. Today, you will be asked to consider the importance of the lamb in religion. Some years ago, I wrote a column for a popular gastronomic magazine. I would visit clubs and restaurants to report on their cuisine, their standards of courtesy and their presentation. I was enjoying a love affair with food. But there was one restaurant, though, that I never visited. And that was my good fortune, as you shall discover. People would visit, men, never women, and then go away. But they always returned. It was a haven, a place apart. Oh yes, they always returned. For this was Spiro's.
Well, to be frank, Costain, I'd be grateful for your company. You look puzzled. What have I said?
It's just that I've worked for you for some years now, and...
You have another engagement? A young lady of your acquaintance, perhaps?
No. It's not that, Mr. Lafleur. I didn't...
I can promise you the experience of a lifetime. Uniquely different. But, of course, you must judge that for yourself. When you enter Spiro's, you simply leave the insanity of the day behind. You're restored in spirit, not by opulence, but by dignity. It satisfies a yearning, not in the mind, and still less in the heart, but somewhere deeper inside. A feeling of hunger for an experience at which at this precise moment you can only guess. But I see you think I exaggerate.
Mr. Lafleur, I am very grateful for your invitation, and I'm genuinely looking forward to the evening.
You will look back on it, too, Costain. I can assure you of that.
Thank you, cabby. Stop on the corner, will you?
You'll see the place in a moment or two, and I'm sure it will not be what you expect. It has no pretensions, Costain. It brooks no compromise with the times in which we live. Still lit by gas jets, would you believe? The same furnishings, the same Sheffield cutlery. That's why I choose to walk this last part, rather than arrive by taxi. During the walk, I feel I move from one world to another, to a place of unashamed devotion.
You make it sound more like a cathedral than a restaurant. Why have you invited me, especially?
I've always thought you were the only other person in the office who really seemed to have any appreciation of good food. And wonderful, though, dining at Spiro's is. The pleasure is heightened by having someone with whom to share the experience. Oh, incidentally, there are no women there. The tables are occupied by men only.
It had occurred to me I might bring Anne at some time.
Oh, no, old chap, I'm sorry, that's just not on. Unwritten rules, you see. And... here we are. But careful of those steps in the dark.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Marcus. Good to see you again. In the alcove table, if we may.
Certainly, sir.
Tell me... is the special being served this evening?
I am so sorry, sir. Regretfully not this evening.
Oh, dear. And after waiting so long, it's been a month. I was hoping to show my young friend here.
You understand the difficulties, sir.
Yes, sir, of course. Alas, Costain, I had hoped to introduce you to the finest example of Spiro's culinary talents, but unfortunately it's not on the menu.
What menu would that be exactly? We don't seem to
Do you yet. Wish to be served now, sir?
Thank you, Marcus.
You ordered in advance?
Well, I'm afraid Spiro's offers no choice whatsoever. They will eat the same meal as everyone else in the room. Tomorrow evening, of course, there will be something entirely different, though still with no choice.
It's a funny way to build a reputation for good cuisine. I mean, not all customers share the same taste, surely.
Under some circumstances. Rare, perhaps. I believe it is possible to be sure of everyone's taste. For one particular thing.
The special.
You find the idea amusing. Even a little arrogant, perhaps. Well, so did I in my turn. But you have yet to experience it.
Well, I can see what you mean. There's hardly an eye off the plate. Do people come here solely to eat?
Do you see much else? Or hear much else?
It just seems a rather strange...
Strange, Costain. Select. Unique to this establishment, in fact. Even now, as we talk, we do so only as a concession to the fact that you are my guest, a new visitor, as it were. That is why we sit at this alcove table. Our conversation will not disturb at this distance. Perhaps now the unspoken taboo on lady visitors is more plausible, eh? This is not a place to entertain anyone but yourself, Costain. Agree with me now.
To my complete astonishment, I have to say I do. Mm-hmm. It really was delicious.
Now you're beginning to appreciate, perhaps, the value of the unexpected. Eh? The element of choice being taken out of your hands. And think of the ease with which the kitchen can be run. We have a single chef bringing all his talents to bear on one task.
You've seen the kitchen?
Unfortunately not. Spiro, not unnaturally, sees that domain as his holy of holies. No one is allowed to cross the sacred portals. I must admit, it has assumed an almost obsessional fascination for me.
Has no one seen inside?
It's difficult to say. No one would talk about it, you see. It's not done.
Another unwritten rule? You know, Mr. Lafleur, despite what is obviously an excellent cuisine, this place is really very, well, eccentric, don't you think? I mean, I know it's a club and all that, but this Spiro character...
Mysterious, the word you used earlier, I think. Oh. Yes, you're right. He is mysterious. But no less an excellent host for all that. But I think you might well find, if you join me here often, that this place, as you call it, has a way of becoming very attractive indeed.
Anne? Look, Anne, I'm terribly sorry I'm not able to come. Yes, I know. I said I'm sorry. It's only the second time, Anne, that's all. Well, it's to do with business. No, I can't explain. Not on the phone. It's just that I... Anne?
God, Rattler, this is superb.
I told you, the palate must always be uncluttered.
They bit into the damp, yielding flesh, slowly and thoughtfully, as if analyzing the intricacies of a piece of music. The range of taste was extraordinary, from the pungent nip of the crisp outer edge to the peculiarly flat, yet deeply satisfying ooze of blood, which the pressure of the jaw forced from the half-raw interior.
Well, was I telling the truth about this place? Or was I not? Tone up, Costain.
How do they do it?
And this is only part of the story, my friend.
Remember, we have yet to experience the special menu. What you've eaten tonight is nothing compared to that.
I find that hard to believe. What's it going to be? Nightingale's tongues? Fillet of unicorn?
A select portion of the rarest sheep in existence. Named after the species, in fact. Lam amostan.